Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Lord blessed the Israelites by sending unto them His prophets. The faithful prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Amos delivered God's message in God's words to God's people. The great prophets did not compromise. They could not negotiate. They had a message to deliver, and they delivered it with vigor and vitality. In fact, there have been few, if any, greater preachers than the prophets of the Old Testament. In my life of preaching, I have tried, though I have often failed, to imitate these great men of God. They are worthy examples for preachers in every age. But I need to warn you, if you preach in some churches like the prophets preached among the Israelites, you may be invited to leave. If you are a preacher, or if you have carefully studied preachers, you may wonder why our sermons seem to have so little effect in some cases. Modern preachers are not the only ones whose sermons seem to have fallen on deaf ears. The prophets of the Old Testament and the preachers of the New confronted the same indifference and rebellion. Jeremiah reported, "And the Lord has sent unto you all His servants the prophets, rising early and sending them. But you have not hearkened, nor inclined your ears to hear." Jeremiah 25:4. Why did God's own people reject the messages of His prophets? Was it because they doubted that the prophets were really speaking for God? Were they like some modern theologians who think the prophets invented their messages and did not actually have divine authority for what they were teaching? It would have been strange indeed if there were not some among the Israelites who did not believe the prophets were God's representatives. But I have serious doubts that that was the main reason some did not listen to what the prophets were saying. Many of the Jews did not like the messages of the prophets, even though they may have believed those messages came from God. Felix, a minor Roman official, must have thought Paul's message of righteousness, self-control, and judgment had some validity, or he would not have trembled. But it was not convenient to see sinning and give his life to God. So he said to Paul, "Go your way for this time. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for you." Acts 24:25. When men and women are living in sin, it is not convenient ever for them to cease sinning. Sometimes those who do not like the message attack the messenger. Jeremiah in the Old Testament and John the Baptist in the New are cases in point. Did you know there are churches that will not allow their preachers to discuss certain controversial issues, such as abortion, homosexuality, beverage alcohol, marriage, divorce, and remarriage? Most modern church members would not physically attack the preacher, but they often seek to destroy his influence. There have been cases where elders have fired preachers and then told them, "We will see to it that you never preach another sermon." Tragically, some elderships have driven men from the pulpit permanently. The Israelites of Jeremiah's day were living in sin. Even the priests, prophets, and political leaders were guilty of lying, adultery, and other grievous sins. Jeremiah 23 shows how corrupt the leadership in the nation had become. Leaders almost always influence their followers to think as the leaders do. So when the leaders put pressure on Jeremiah and other prophets to compromise God's word, the people almost certainly fell in line with the leaders. Corrupt leaders and immoral followers created a very volatile situation, at least as far as the prophets were concerned. With that kind of situation in vogue, it is no wonder the Lord said, "You have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear." Jeremiah 25:4. What a great tragedy that God's people did not listen. They could have avoided their 70-year exile in Babylon. Thank you, and may God bless you.